Ian McDonald, you need to win games. You haven't won it. What's your view?
More so, quite pleased with the point because I didn't think we played as well as what we have done in the last few games. We took the lead, which is excellent, and unfortunately we just slipped up towards the end and let them get the equaliser.
They always say, don't they, you're always the most vulnerable to concede after you've scored, and that was the way of it.
It was Clark and Luke going for the same ball, and neither of them won it, and that gave them a little bit of space. And to be fair to the lad, he's picked the lad out in the box and he's finished it really well.
What was your view on the penalty?
Oh, definite penalty. I think Jim's on the front foot and he's pushed it past him and he just brought him down. And well deserved, because I thought we'd just been on the front foot. Second half, it was a much better performance second half than what it was certainly first half. And we kept at it, and we got our just rewards with the penalty, and Danny's tucked it away beautifully.
Yeah, we shouldn't underestimate the pressure he was under given the situation and the state of the ground at that end.
Well, he's a goal scorer, and he's already taken one penalty already and scored that, so that's good for him. That's another one of our centre forwards scoring a goal, and we must try and continue that as much as we can to score as many goals as we can.
After the upbeat mood in that win at Crewe last week, did it surprise you that you started very slowly?
Yeah, it was. I think it was a nervous first half, I thought. The whole of the stadium, I think, was nervous. Certainly for the first time, the pitch didn't help us. I thought it was a little bit dry and a little bit bobbly, and we couldn't actually get that ball down and show a little bit of confidence like we did against Crewe away and in other games. So we'll gladly take the point. We're disappointed we didn't get three, but we'll gladly take the point because we played better than that this season and got nothing out of the game.
Did you obviously feel there was a lack of width in that first half because you changed it round at half-time?
No, we played 4-4-2, so we had the width. But Brad wasn't feeling too well at half-time and probably through the first half, so that's why I made the change. And to put Bright on, who's been nice and busy in training, and he certainly showed us what it's all about when he come on, and he made a big difference.
Danny Filisco, where is his best position? Where would you really want to play him?
Well, we're asking him to play on the right-hand side at the moment to try and get that little bit of space, but we're certainly, when he pushes up, he's a threat inside the box. And, you know, we need everybody to score, not just Danny. We need everybody to contribute as much as we possibly can, and he's certainly done his bit since he's come.
And talking of which, Jim McAllister, who can't buy a goal at all, had another great chance, and it just wouldn't go for him.
Yeah, he's trying very, very hard to try and get that first goal, and I thought he was tremendous today, especially when he moved into the centre midfield. And he got us the penalty, which was great because he drove into the box where he should be.
And you look forward now, rest and recuperation till Monday, and a huge game at Doncaster.
They're all huge. They're all huge, Chizzy. But we're picking up points. That's great. That's 4 points out of two games. We're disappointed that we haven't won the game because it's our home game, but we'll go into the Doncaster game feeling good about ourselves.
It was a pretty big call. I thought it was a big call from you to start with young Jacob Bligh. What did you make of him?
Yeah, I think he did all right. He's playing against two experienced big centre-halves, and he gave as good as he got. And as I say, he'll get better as he gets used to the players, and I'm certain that his interlink play will be much better when we pass the ball much better.
Mark Cullen, another game goes by without a goal. He's desperate for him for that confidence, isn't he?
Well, we're all desperate to score. All the forwards are desperate to score. Jack hadn't scored for quite a while, and he scored last week. Mark has to keep on putting himself into them situations, and the goal will come.
Clean bill of health. I know it's soon after the game, but knocks and bruises, is that all?
Yeah, just knocks and bruises. Hopefully we'll have a couple coming back to strengthen the squad and give us lots of options for the game on Monday.